Good evening. With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's youth baseball players are gearing up for another landmark moment this weekend. The YMCA welcomes the Orlando Fury for a three-game friendly series at the Field of Dreams, giving the island's developing athletes a rare chance to measure themselves against off-island competition. Program director Bill Souza says the matchups will be an eye-opener for players who've only ever competed in Cayman's rec league.
None of these kids have had that opportunity to travel or see anything outside of our rec league that we offer here with the YMCA. So I think it's a good opportunity for them to see that. And I hope there's a win or two over the weekend. But overall, I hope that being able to see and play against that talent and also play together as kind of like an all-star team, so to speak, that it'll push them to want to get better and put more work in as our season comes up for 2027.
The series opens tomorrow at 9 a.m. with a second game after lunch and wraps up with a 10 a.m. finale on Sunday. Local fighters get ready to step into the ring for Southpaw Series 2 next month at Hotel Indigo. CIGTV's Lavida Thompson has the details.
The live boxing event takes place on Friday, October 9th at Hotel Indigo. Several popular local fighters have joined the card. Onyema Ugoji and OJ Lynch will step into the squared circle. The lineup also features Rob Burke, Joe Hughes, and Chris the Viking Hurlston. Hurlston has scored 3 knockouts since his pro debut last year. His professional record is 5-0. The evening includes food stations and live entertainment alongside the bouts. Doors open at 6 p.m. with a cocktail hour, and the first fight gets underway at 7 p.m. Organizers say table availability is limited. Tickets and event details are available by contacting info@southpaw.ky.
In other local sports, SEBA Basketball Academy is officially back on the court this month, with registration now open for the 2026 term. Former technical director, Coach Victor Vutogaro, says the academy continues to be one of the association's strongest development tools, giving young players an earlier start than ever before.
Children play basketball starting at age 15 and 16. Now, with the academy, you can start as young as 5 to 6 years old. So what we are doing now, we are seeing, because of the academy, the association decided to have like different youth leagues. For example, last year we started an under 10 league, which was never heard of. Now we have an under 13 league. Then we have an under 14 league. All this stems from the academy and the growth of the academy. So the academy is a redevelopmental tool for the enhancement of the sport nationally.
Ogaro says the academy also focuses on balancing fundamentals with fun while managing different age and skill levels.
Even though it's teaching the children the fundamentals, the rudiments of the game, it's also teaching the coaches to generate more patience, because at that age group, that age level, you must have a certain amount of patience, plus knowledge and skill to impart. So what you find is that the coaches themselves are learning, and they're overseeing the different classes. They have 3 classes in the academy, 7 to 9 years old, 10 to 12 years old, and 13 to 17 years old. So the coaches who are there, they are given the opportunity to impart their knowledge to kids who are learning. Now, some of the things that we experience in the academy, some children start at age 7, some children start at age 14. So you may have a 14-year-old in the middle class who doesn't have the experience of the kids in the first class, 7 to 9. So these are some of the things that we have to deal with. So what we do, we separate these beginners. We teach them individually. So it's total development we have seen. Based on that, we have seen a lot of youth league and youth participation and enhancement in youth basketball.
With limited spaces this season, SEBA is encouraging parents to register early, and Ogaro says exposing kids to multiple sports is still important.
For speaking of parents, who plays soccer, football, and he wants to play basketball. And she was thinking to have him play only basketball. So I said to her, no, let him play both sports. He's only 10 years old. If by 14, he will be able to choose whatever sport he likes to play. But at this time, I think he should expose him to more than that. So she agreed. So she's going to make some time to bring him to basketball and then to soccer. And no way should stop him from playing football. Let him play both. Because, you know, our grandson played both soccer and basketball, and they choose their own path.
The academy focuses on learning the game, developing skills, building confidence, staying active, and most importantly, having fun. Parents, you're encouraged to register early at caymanbasketball.com/basketball-programs/academy as SEBA continues working to grow the game across the Cayman Islands. And Women's Squash Week is coming up, and organizers say the goal is to make the sport more accessible to every woman and girl in Cayman. The South Sound Squash Club will offer free play from September 14th through the 20th, with guest bookings open all week. Board member and former national player Marlene West says the club wants the community to know squash is open to everyone and available year-round.
As a board member, and the board is actively trying to find initiatives to get the word out to the community that, you know, the squash club, even though it is a members club, we are open to the community. We're open to all women, girls, men, boys to come and try the sport. And it's a sport that can be done when there's any weather at any time. You know, you beat the heat. When there's rain, we're open, can be played at any time. And it's also a great pathway to getting scholarships in colleges for university as well.
Women's Squash Week also features a special instructional night on Wednesday, September 16th, and there will be chances to win coaching lessons and a club membership. For more information or to book, call 926-2005 or email info@squash.ky. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports. For this evening, I'm Dion Anglin.